Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog Englishman, the late Joe Cocker, bringing us back. I'm Mad Dog American, Jim Blasingame. Welcome back. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Bob Fisher, the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, a financial advisor, an outstanding consultant, an educator of lots of different generations of minds on understanding the marketplace and managing companies, managing their businesses, and we're talking about SMART goals right now with Bob. Bob, I need your website, please.
Yes, VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com.
All right, so tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Oh, there's lots of great articles about thinking outside of the box, just new ideas. I've got new ideas there about government. I've got new ideas there about achieving goals, just ways that we could change things. And the nice thing about it is nothing there, it's all free creative thinking. It's not bound by is this achievable. It's just like what would happen if we elected Congress by lottery and questions like that. It's just a lot of fun.
Don't go there if you don't want to get smarter, folks. VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com, is that right?
Yes.
All right, so check it out. And we're talking about SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time-bound goals, SMART goals. In the previous segment, we talked about being specific. We talked a little bit about goals that can be attained and how to be time-bound. I want to come back to the time-bound thing. What you're talking about is when you come up with a specific goal that we talked about how to do that, and you talk about being time-bound, you're saying, is this where you hold yourself accountable? You estimate a deliverable time and you hold yourself accountable?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, here we have, you know, people are making what we call New Year's resolutions. Well, they should throw that out and make a SMART goal. I'm going to lose 15 pounds by March 31st, 2017. That's time bound. And, you know, the A in SMART is not just for achievable, but it's also for action-oriented. You know, we can all set, yeah, I can set my goal to be president of the United States, and, you know, and I can sit here and not do anything, and I probably won't get elected. But, you know, if I set a realistic goal, and then I stop and say, well, what is it that I need to do to move toward that? Say I want to be on the school board, which maybe would be much more realistic, mm-hmm. Then who do I need to talk to, and how do I get my name on the list of, you know, of nominees, and how do I, you know, campaign for this position? And if that's an important goal to me, then, you know, what I need to do is identify those steps to move towards that goal.
But that attainable one, that almost seems like if you're not careful, you'll limit yourself, right?
Well,
how do you make sure that you balance the realistic with the dream?
Well, I think you need to dream big, and I do think, you know, we limit ourselves. I mean, you know, there was a mediocre law professor at Harvard who dreamed really big and became president of the United States, and, you know, so we don't really want to limit ourselves.
Well, I've had people that say to me, Jim, how did you do that? And I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. So it's a good thing somebody to come up to me and say, hey, that's not attainable by you. You're a dummy. So that's one thing I think on the attainable part is you have to say, okay, what's attainable? And if it's beyond attainable, is it impossible? You know, could it be done by someone? And if it could be done by somebody, why couldn't it be me?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what you have to ask yourself. What about this? Let's go back to the measurement part, because I think this is an area that too many of us don't we drop the ball on holding ourselves accountable when we, in the terms of measuring. What do you think?
Well, right. And, you know, when somebody says, you know, I want to be a better father, well, who knows what that's entailed. But a person can say, what I want to do is I want to be a Little League coach next year. I want to help my daughter with her essays in school. I had a friend, he was a divorced dad, and he was an accountant, and he said, anything less than 20 hours is considered part-time, and I don't want to be a part-time dad.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided that he would keep a log of the amount of quality time he spent with his daughter. His daughter's name was Rosemary. And so even though he and Rosemary's mother didn't get along at all, he always made sure that each week he spent 20 hours with his daughter. That's mm-hmm. a lot of time for a mm-hmm. working father. Mm-hmm. And he has an amazing relationship with his daughter today
mm-hmm.
because he measured it.
Right. And attributed the measurement to the goals. Bob, good thinking, good idea, smart goals, folks, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. I need the website one more time.
Yes, VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com.
And the book is called The Naked Portfolio Manager. Hey, Bob, good job today. Come back soon.
Yes, thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Bob Fischer.
See you later.
F-I-S-C-H-E-R, by the way, if you're Googling him. I got to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Come on, the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.